Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you fucking guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday. 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, then 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For all our Hispanic sisters and brethren around the world, that's numero uno. Shout out to my original co-host for this broadcast, Xander Dames, a.k.a. the other Dave Navarro, a.k.a. whatever the fuck he wants to call himself. Go check out the Xander Effect. That's X-A-N-D-E-R-E-F-F-E-C-T. Go check it out. The Xander Effect. You can find it on Facebook, other places, I'm sure. Go check him out. Anyway, Xander Dames, what's up?
What's up?
Behind us is Silent Giggles. Exactly.
She's mute. That's why she doesn't talk.
She's a deaf mute, and she's blind and dumb. Oh, sorry. That's mute, right? Never mind. Okay. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, jeez, and Spotify.
Holy smokes.
So you can find us on all of that, plus our show page under Jenny's Real Talk on the Block under the LA Talk Radio Channel 1 page. So if you go to the LA Talk, get the download the LA Talk Radio app, right, and then you just look under shows. You can find it there. It'll say Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, or you can look under for channels, which will be channel 1 and channel 2. Look under channel 1 and our show's listed under there as well. We have our own show page. You can get archived, which is, you know, past episodes. You can listen to any of them, download them, play them, whatever you want. So just don't play with them. Anyway.
You might go to jail for that.
Hopefully starting next week, I would like to start doing a new segment called Muse News.
Huh?
Yes. So you're going to have 3 to 5 minutes starting next week, possibly the week after.
Oh, shit.
I don't care. Get prepared, bitch.
Oh, God. I
3 to 5 minutes where you have to talk about stuff going on in the current news. I don't care what it is. You can talk about fashion for all I give a fuck. Just talk about something in the news. Let's see.
Oh. I don't do fashion.
Okay. Well, men's fashion.
I can talk about my dirty drawers. I mean,
please don't scare them or their parents or ministers or anybody else thereof. Just in case,
don't have dirty drawers.
They're not allowed to say that, especially because, you know, I hope that's not a sin. Anyway, we are Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC. Go check us out. I'm in the process of constructing our new website. It's getrealglobalentertainmentllc.com. Go check us out once it's up. I'll let you know. We're going to have all our different stuff on there that we offer. We offer a lot of products, shoes, jewelry, all kinds of stuff. And we're also going to have our own stuff with our own logo on it. And we're also going to be promoting things and the bands and artists that we represent. A list of bands and artists that we manage or, you know, represent is Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha. That's a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute band. Go check them out. Dawn Marlowe, a.k.a. Nefarious. She's a high priestess. Go check her out. We have Star Daddy.
Ooh.
The Star Daddy. Nola Star. Jane's Addicted, which is a Jane's Addiction tribute band. Mm-hmm. Ozzy Train, which is a tribute to Ozzy during his Randy Rhoads era, which is pretty much the 80s before he passed. And then we have Mortis the Devil's Reject.
Mommy.
And the Mortis Doll Dancers, featuring Lillian Sin Voodoo Kitten and Lady Cinder. Go check them all out. We also have Cleaver that we manage in Santiago, Chile, with K&M Productions, co-management team, Rod Schmidt.
What's up?
What up? We miss you, Rod. Miss you very, very much, buddy. Miss you, Carlos. Miss all the guys from Cleaver. Thank you so much for playing our shows this last fall when you were over here on tour. So we really appreciate you. And hopefully once things get opened up more, we can start having more concerts and doing tours of our own this year. And then, of course, last but not least, three of our amazing friends that we really love very much and miss, the band Fallen Fury, who I will hope to have on the show here in the next 2 weeks. And then speaking of Mortis and the Mortis Doll Dancers and all them, they're going to be on next week's episode of Jenny's Real Talk of the Block. So come back next Wednesday and check that out from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 to 7 p.m. if you live out there on the East Coast. So check us out. We've got a lot going on. Hopefully we'll get concerts going back here again. We're going to do a quick shout outs before our band Worldwide Panic comes on. Metal band Worldwide Panic will be our guest today. Check them out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. We have music and YouTube and everything. But shout out to all of our bars that we deal with and their owners and people that represent them. We love you guys and we miss you very much. Greg Beer from the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood, California. We've got Petey Petrillo from Petey Partillo from Petey's Place in Tarzana. We have Nick Fuoco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood. We miss you very much, buddy. Can't wait to see you again soon. And last but not least, our buddy Marco Cordova and his lovely bride, Angie, who own and take care of the Five Star Bar in downtown Los Angeles. So go check all these venues out once, you can have concerts again, of course. But there's interesting celebrities, sports bar and grill. I saw they're having concerts. The band's playing the parking lot, I guess. I'm not sure where that's located. I'll have to check that out. But I saw a couple of bands that my friend Alejandra Arellano from New America and tons of other friggin' bands.
12, 13, 45 bands.
She's in so
bunch of damn bands.
So many bands. It's ridiculous. There's a lot going on, unfortunately.
She's a drumming machine.
Yes, she is. And I'm looking at where is that located? Celebrities. I'll have to look on maps. But I'm interested to see if there's any other bars or venues or whatever out there that may have stuff going on that we might not know about. So if you have a bar or a venue or anything like that and you want to chime in and stuff, then, message on Facebook.
You want some stuff with new shows?
Hit us a broadcast that we're doing right now. And you can pipe in and say, hey, we're doing stuff right now. Yeah. You can say something.
We can make it happen. Especially the wife.
I'm down for starting something different. That's for sure. Let's see. Okay. They are. Oh, here we go. 127 West 40th Street in San Bernardino, California, 92407. So check them out. I guess San Bernardino's doing some concerts, but they're kind of out in the middle of the fucking nowhere anyway, aren't they?
It's kind of Nathan's direction. Yeah, that's past Nathan. Way past Nathan.
Somewhere. Right. We want to give a shout out to some of our friends.
Nathan Youngblood. Nathan Young.
Ethan Young from Youngblood Productions. who we also do production work for, some of his concerts. There's a lot of people to give a shout out to. Sasha George, author and illustrator for children's books especially. Dilly Briggs, who has a radio broadcast. Oh, actually a podcast, you know, and on Chaotic Radio. But also Sasha George, go check her out. She has the Insomnia Hour. It's a podcast. It's very amazing stuff. She writes a lot of books about different things, vampires type and stuff. Maybe a lot of vampire stuff. More sci-fi. She's really good, but she's also done some children's books, so that's good too. I mean, it's nice that she can work in different creative elements. You know, so we have a lot going on. Hopefully soon, you know, things will start going back to normal. But I saw on Facebook that some national parks have been opening back up and not necessarily, you know.
People are not practicing social distancing.
Yeah, there was like whole groups of people all right clumped together, not wearing masks, not practicing any kind of safety or anything. So I guess these are people who don't think that the pandemic is real. And I just saw earlier, 92,000 people
have died
just here in the United States. That's not including other countries.
I mean, I understand people are kind of, you know, anxious, you know.
I understand, you know, but find something to do.
Your bills are kind of tight.
I have lots of things to do. It's called work on my computer, work on my website, watch something on fucking Netflix. I mean, come on, dude. Like, it's not that difficult. There are things to do to keep yourselves entertained. You know what I mean? And you can't tell me that there aren't 5 million things to do with the internet and
PlayStation, Xbox,
games,
on demand.
Take up fucking knitting, crocheting.
Do a sit-up.
Okay. Exercise instead of becoming a fat fuck. Whatever, you know. Okay, cool. All right, so we got Lane Steele, lead singer, and he writes some of the songs and lyrics and stuff for Worldwide Panic. He'll be calling in here in a few minutes, so that's going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear their new music, and it's going to be some good stuff. I'm looking very forward to it. Mm-hmm. They did a cover of, and this is three guys in a metal band who did a cover of Alanis Morissette. And what's the one? You Oughta Know? You Oughta Know. Talking about, you know, a guy who went on with his life and got with a new woman and replaced the other woman with a, you know, actually, the funny thing was there was an older version of her, she said. So, like, he got with an older chick instead of somebody younger, which, you know, a lot of times that's what guys do when they leave you. They go for a younger, you know, chick, not older. But I thought it was interesting. But anyway, it's, you know, let's talk about heartbreak and betrayal and stuff like that. And, you know, it's a really good song, so... Mm-hmm. I think that'd be interesting to hear. I've heard some of their other music. They played for us at some of our concerts, you know, at the, they played at the Rainbow Bar and Grill, mm-hmm. and they played for us at Petey's Place. And I believe, yeah, and they also played for us down at the Five Star Bar. So the only venue they haven't played for us yet is the Universal Bar and Grill. But we pretty much just do
cover shows.
Tributes and cover shows there, but he has a tribute band, I believe, that he also works with. It's
what years on?
Du Hast Mich. Du Hast Mich.
70s, 80s.
Du Hast Mich. That goddamn song. Dun 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 dun. No,
it sounds like the German group.
Yes, them.
Rammstein.
Yes, there we go. Thank you. Couldn't think of the name right
now. I like that song, Firefight, by them. That was on Triple X.
Well, he has a Rammstein tribute band that he's also in. So I'd like to book them at some point.
That's what, awesome. 90s?
90s, 2000s. They've been around for a while. So.
Right. No, I'm just saying, like, when you do the shows, you're going to keep them in some of the same decade, maybe?
I guess.
Within the next 5, 8, 12 years, I guess?
I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know. Anyway.
How's everybody holding up during the coronavirus? Yes.
Pipe in. Say we're still alive.
Just you know, I mean, as far as going back to what you were saying about the people at the park, look, it's not necessarily about you guys personally, but everyone has, you know, sickly people around them, and that's what affects most.
Personal responsibility. Right.
You have, you know, children are more susceptible to get diseases and get sick and more sick from them.
Yeah. What if you parents, if you go out and you get COVID-19, you come home and you get your niece or nephew who sick. Has. What I'm saying is, you could go out and get the shit, and then come home and fucking get your old grandmother fucking sick who has serious physical ailments and could die from something like that. Or let's say your nephew has some neurological disorder, so has something wrong with him. You could come home and get a bunch of people sick.
Right.
You don't know what people have. There's all kinds. Yeah, you don't necessarily have to show fucking symptoms for shit. I'm just saying, get other people sick who actually are in a risk, high risk category. You know, you could be healthy as a horse, get it, and be just fine,
right.
and not have a goddamn thing wrong with you. Typically, the people who are dying are either children, sick people with like cancer, AIDS, whatever, you know, who have something really wrong with them, or old people who have typically are really old or have something wrong with them. Because there have been 90 something year olds and it was 105 year old or some shit who recovered from it just fine, but they obviously didn't have any major underlying health problems. Like they weren't diabetic, they weren't, they didn't have, you know, like bad, horrible shit going on. So they lived, which is cool. I'm glad that they survived. I really am.
But the name of the game, ladies and gentlemen, is to look out for the next person.
Not just yourself. Right. Look out for everybody.
That's why you wear the mask. That's why you social distance yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's not for yourself personally. You might be perfectly healthy and fine.
Yeah.
But it's the next
person. It could be for like your elderly parents,
right.
Your grandparents, a sibling or a relative who is sickly. You have an aunt that has cancer. You know, whatever. If you really give a fuck about these people, you'll take care of yourself so that you don't get them sick. I have an adopted daughter who, you know, leave names out of this, but who has cancer and and heart problems, and I can't afford any of us. None of us can afford to get sick with this shit and then take it to her because she could die from it.
Because she's in a high-risk area.
She lives in a high-risk area, and she has high-risk health
conditions,
problems.
Yes.
So even though she's young, she's only in her 20s, she could still die very easily because I got sick like a selfish bitch and then went and gave it to her. Even though I might get over it quickly and not show any signs of it. Who knows? You know, these are just our rants. Jenny's rant.
But you're doing a public service though.
It is a PS. It's a public service announcement.
Right.
At the same time, it's a rant. Oh, here we go. Here we're gonna do nerd word of the day. I'm gonna start doing that today.
Who?
Nerd word of the day. In other words, words for nerds.
Skibowski.
That's not a real word, jackass. And that's something you call the cat. No, that doesn't count. That is not a real word. I'm talking about it. No.
What if I write a definition for it?
Nerd word of the day is an actual real word in the fucking dictionary. No. You're getting stepping on my toes. Shut up. Nerd word of the day is coulrophobia. Coulrophobia. Coulrophobia is the fear of clowns. I have coulrophobia because of President Trump.
I know.
I said the word, I spelled it, and I used it in a sentence. Just like the Spelling Association requests that I do.
Oh my God.
We had to do this when I was a kid. We had to do spelling. They do spelling bees. They make you say the word, spell it, and you have to use it in a sentence. Mm. Boom, bitches. I did all three. Dropped a bomb on you. Like the Gap Band. Dropped a bomb on
you. Anyway. Donald Trump is the head man. Morons are governing America.
That was great.
MAGA, M-A-G-I-A, is ran by Donald Trump. Is morons are governing America. Damn, I got a booger in my nose.
Okay, we don't announce things like that on the fucking air. Okay, that was TMI. Okay, keep that information to yourself. Sorry about your boogers. You have some ass boogers too. You want to talk about on the air? I mean,
well, it was real talk on the block. Else? I had a real booger in my nose.
Well, thanks. That's lovely.
I'm trying to get it out, but get up on the camera. How's it, baby?
I don't know. Anyway, you're scary.
I'm scary. I'm not even Harry. My name's not Barry, and I'm not Mary.
You're not Mary? No. Oh, Mary. Cheerful. Yes, cheerful, yeah. I got you.
Never fearful.
Okay. You're crazy. All right, well, we got... you caught it from me?
Yeah. You know that's contagious, right?
It is?
Hell yeah.
Damn. So that's how both my children got it.
Hell yeah, that's just genetic in a motherfucker.
Makes total sense now.
You breathe that shit on the motherfucker.
I breathe
crazy on people.
I make everyone around me like that.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. There was a, where was it? I'm trying to find, there was a song, a national anthem I liked. Where was that?
Fuck Donald Trump.
No, not that one. It was just as funny though. I'm trying to liked pages. Where the fuck is my liked pages? Now there's this one. It's like it's a new one they just came up with. Oh, here we go. Oh, hello.
What's up?
Can we hear him?
It's connecting. Here it is.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey. What's
up? How's it going, buddy?
How's it going? How's it going, guys?
We're talking about crazy stuff.
Well, I mean, that's what's going on right now. It's nothing but craziness, right?
Right.
Oh, by the way, this is our esteemed colleague, Lane Steele, lead singer of Worldwide Panic.
Yeah!
Thank you. That's a very kind.
He's also a member of other bands and things, too, of course, projects and whatnot. But how's it going? How you doing?
It's going well, you know. A lot of things are going on in the world, and either you can stay at home and do nothing, or you can kind of utilize this time. And I gotta tell you guys, like, before we even get to the music stuff, amazing stuff you can do with like just one free weight at home. Or amazing stuff I found that literally, I have no lower back pain anymore. I used to have lower back pain throughout my entire life. Plus, I'm playing an oversized bass guitar on stage every night and singing. Yeah. And right. Running around and jumping and whatever the, you know. And
that you do.
I can say dick jokes, right?
Yeah, you can say the word fuck.
You say anything you
whatever know. You want to do.
Okay, I'll keep contained for today. But yeah, so, you know, I started doing yoga, guys.
Yoga?
Yeah, me, of all people. And I love it. And I don't have lower back pain anymore. I'm standing up straighter.
Really?
I'm just like I think I added a few extra years to Worldwide.
this is something that would work for my old ass.
I'm telling you, these movements are like anti-movements. They're not that hard and stuff, and it's just really like, okay, I'm stressed. I'm gonna go do breathing exercises. I'm gonna go do this like three or four yoga things, 5 minutes, and I'm telling you, it changes so much. So, you know, just kind of like anybody who's like at home, like doing nothing, like, no, I'm not like pressing yoga. I'm just saying, like, just try to find something new or try to find a new way to hustle. Because, I mean, for us, I can only speak for us, but this is what I know, and it does, I guess, involve other bands and stuff.
Right.
So basically, our entire game has changed. I'm going to give you guys information that's probably not even on Blabbermouth right now. It's there's going to be a cap. So if a venue is 1,200, the cap is going to be half of that.
Right.
So that's going to be rough. And then bands like Worldwide Panic and then other bands that make a living touring, like, you know, many, many, many other bands on this kind of like, you know, mid to low tier level of guys who go out there and actually make a living doing it. We are going out there doing it predicated on, okay, this is the per show rate that we're getting plus the averages because of the venue caps. This is what average we're looking for merch. So now you cut that in half, right?
Yeah.
And then now the guarantees that big, lower, mid-tier guys who are getting are gone. And unless you're like Five Finger Death Punch and you're playing like these big, gigantic places and stuff like this, you know, a lot of these bands are going to have to exist on what's called door deals, which is basically like 50% of the door. So it's like, how many, and I'm not going to like go on a diatribe, but I'll end it with this. I'll end it with a question. Like, how many bands do you think are willing to put it all online, go out there for an undisclosed amount, and you might come back with, you know, so much in debt, you have no idea. You know what I mean? That's like a dice roll. You know what I mean? As opposed to having a budget and executing. So it's very difficult. You know, so right now, we were lucky enough to just get really into the recording stuff. And I just kind of been recording and creating or doing, my goal is I do something creative every day. So I guess we have this premiere that we're doing today. And then the Worldwide Panic album is complete and getting mixed right now.
Nice.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So we've been making use of the time and breaking quarantine, having the guys in the studio, of course.
Well, you only have three of you, see? So you're still under that 10-person limit. So I think you're okay.
You know, the funny thing is, so, you know, Jen, you can explain my two bandmates real quick, if you will.
Yeah.
they're both named George.
Yes. I love George, the Georges. One's tall, not really short, but shorter. And they look like they might be cousins, which is kind of even more interesting. And then the two Georges are the best, though. You guys are a really good band, though, and you put on a great show, and that's what we always appreciate.
Oh, thank you so much. So, no, I mean, so it's MG, Mexican George, and WG, or GP, White George, or George Patton. So MG stands for, so MG, when he's here and doing stuff, I haven't given him a hug, I haven't shook his hand in 3 months, but I've seen him.
Oh, right.
Like, but he's like, he's social distanced himself in this like small area. And you know,
it's just 6 feet apart, you're all, you know.
Oh my God, you know, thank God my vocal booth is in the other room, because like that's the only way he could record. So, you know, but yeah, no, so it's been really great. The album is going to be self-titled, called Worldwide Panic. You know, the last album, because we just to catch everybody up since our last interview, we were, I think, about to promote the release of our record, The You and Me, which came out last year, September. Okay. And then that EP, which, you know, was like five songs, four songs, I believe, five songs, I can't even remember. was lucky enough to chart on number 23 on the rock and metal chart on iTunes. And
that's awesome.
Hit the rock charts, secondary rock charts, and like it was odd seeing us on iTunes chart next to the new Slipknot album, somewhere in that striking range. And I'm like, these people got to be crazy. Like, what is wrong with these people? Like, you know, like, so we have big shoes to fill. And now, you know, we've been writing this record since the end of our Mushroomhead tour, which was early last year. Mm-hmm. And now it's done. It's sent to the mixer. I've tracked everything. I produced everything. And you know, obviously the guys had their stamp on everything playing as well. So it's just been a great experience. Really great experience.
That's good that you're still able to do all that during this craziness.
I know.
You know what I mean? That everybody's still healthy enough and can, you know, can do it.
I know.
That's great.
It's really tough. And, you know, right now we're, you know, this, if you want to go ahead and announce, so you're the first who's premiering this song and this whole thing. So I'll hand it over to you. And if you want to explain to everybody what's happening, I'll fill in. I'm giving it to Jen and LA Talk Radio only premiere a day before it's supposed to come out. This. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We got Lane's new song. You want to tell them the title, first of all, though, the full title.
Heartless.
I thought that was a great title. I really did. And we're very honored to have this as a worldwide premiere, debut song, a day before it's going to be officially released by Worldwide Panic. We're very excited to play this song.
That's the exception. It's not Worldwide Panic. It's my side project called Honor Amongst Thieves.
Okay. Honor Amongst Thieves. Okay.
So, you know, in the lexicon of Worldwide Panic, you know, it doesn't really allow me to, like, go super brutal, like, you know, like, blast beats and just all this fun stuff. But it doesn't fit in our universe.
I got you.
Our universe is, you know, heavy and melodic and groovy, and we want to keep it that way. So I needed some sort of, you know, way to express myself fully, you know? And if I want to get super pissed and write super brutal music, this is my new form. So it's called Honor Amongst Thieves.
I love that. That's really good.
And, you know, this doesn't mean anything. It's a studio thing that's just, I'm never going to play live. And, you know, it's all the proceeds of this premiere that's happening right now. And then plus, when it gets on Spotify and iTunes tomorrow, May 21st, all the proceeds that go to Heartless, Honor Amongst Thieves, are going to help fund the Worldwide Panic debut album.
Awesome.
So,
which is going to be
that's the way. So I'm making sure that people understand that no, Lane's not going to another band. Lane's not putting more focus into one thing than the other. No,
you know how many people we know that are in like 6 or 7 bands, and they all have like, it's all totally different styles of music and other things. But it gives you the opportunity to express all the different facets of your personality, which is a great thing that people are able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's really great that you're able to take that piece of yourself and separate it out and put it into a different, you know, entity.
You know, I don't have any aspirations to play live with it. I want every ounce of my fiber to be Worldwide Panic. It's just, you know, if I'm able to do this and we're able to put it out on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, whatever you guys want, Apple streaming, and garner some sort of money to help fund our record.
Which
that's
is awesome.
The end. And it's just a bonus that I get to, scream and there's blast beats and some brutal death metal growls and stuff.
All right, Ronan, let's queue up and play Heartless.
First single from that song, from that album? That's your first song from that band, or?
Yeah, that, I'm keeping kind of tight lit on what I plan on doing with that. There's going to be more from Honor Among Thieves,
Right.
But I will be candid with you, like an album for that at this point in time is a little far-fetched. Like I'm still like...
You're right. Concentrating on worldwide money, right?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and but it's just really, really... and thank you so much, you guys, for playing it. And
that was really good.
I hope that everybody dug it. And, you know, I was actually sitting here kind of nervous because, you know, I'm in a band that usually sings like hooks and catchy, singy, songy stuff, yeah. Sometimes worldwide. And, you know, there's only like, you know, little bits and pieces here or there where I get to like scream and express like brutal stuff. And, you know, when I had this idea to do this, I was kind of nervous because I was like, well, are like your younger fan base or your fan base that digs the positive message underlying, because in World Wide Band, there's a lot of like positive messages underlining songs and everything like that. And I was just kind of nervous. I was shaking, actually. Like, I was like, well, shit, man, I really hope that, you know, it doesn't alienate anybody and these people can understand that, you know, this is, you know, not only is it great for me to just put this out, it's cathartic and therapeutic that I can do that, you know?
You need that. You know what I mean?
So I appreciate
that. Nothing wrong with that at all. The great thing about our show is we have fans from many different demographics. We have young people, middle, you know, we have people anywhere from, I've seen people anywhere from like, I don't know, 17 or 18 all the way up to like maybe 65 listen to our show.
There you go.
Depending on who we had on there at the time, author or celebrity or a band or whatever. So you never know who could be listening or watching or, you know what I'm saying? Because we have a lot of people who continuously tune in because they never know what we're going to bring to the table. They don't know, like, oh God, well, who's going to be on there this week? You know what I mean? So they just kind of want to tune in just to see what the hell crazy shit we're going to do.
That's awesome.
I like keeping people on their toes. I don't like doing the exact same thing every week or the same genre. Like if I do movies, like one time it could be a horror movie, the next time it could be a sci-fi, the next time it could be a drama or a comedy. You just don't know. Like same thing with our music. We've had bands on that were like soul R&B, we've had hip-hop, we've had pop, we've had metal, we've had punk, grunge, anything you can think of. We either manage a band like that or we've had them on our show,
right?
And we right. do like old school classic rock, like anything you think of. We don't like to limit ourselves or pigeonhole ourselves into one specific category of anything.
Right. And that's really cool. And I've noticed that. And to let the listeners know more, you know, Jen does a lot for the local scene and books a lot of bands and supports World by Panic and supports a lot of our brother and sister bands. And you know, she's one of the good ones, and she works her ass off. So
appreciate
that. Yeah, she does.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah. I really love the entertainment scene in Los Angeles, especially. And I'm always here to support people, whether they're young and starting out or they've been in the industry 30, 40, 50 years. It means nothing to us. We love everybody and their creativity.
Just put out good product.
You know, and just put out good decent product, and that's all we really care about, especially if you're passionate about it.
You know, the thing is, like, if you put Jen up against all these other whoop-de-bop managers, whatever, y'all better make sure you know what you're doing, because every time I see her, she's running in the door. She's just come from something. She's got a paper book. It's like, I mean, this is like the lost, the like the Dead Sea Scrolls or something. It comes out and it's like this, you know what I'm saying? And she's on top of it. She's on top of it all the time. And that's what it takes for artists out there, for managers out there, for you know, aspiring publicists out there, you got to grind. You got to grind.
Right.
Now you can't go out there
and you can't
go out there and, you know, be a lush or socialite, this, that, and be like, oh, I'm going to get hookups. I'm going to get you hookups. So, well, check that out, dude. COVID-19. What are you going to do now? So you need to, you know, you need to reevaluate, you know, all that BS is hopefully going to get filtered out. And the real talent and the real people who are coming from a genuine spot and making a genuine product, like you guys, like us, are going to be more noticed, you know, less of this smoke and mirror BS crap. You know what I mean? You get realism.
Yeah.
And that's a positive.
Yeah. Put in the actual book.
Yeah.
I don't think
seriously,
too.
I mean, you look at some of these guys and you're like, what the hell? They, you know, who are the F, you know, and so.
Chlorophobia, boys and girls. Don't forget the nerd word of the day, chlorophobia. Fear of clowns. Chlorophobia. It's the fear of clowns. I started doing this new segment called Nerd Word of the Day. Chlorophobia, the fear of clowns. In other words, I have a fear of President Trump.
I love clowns. That's the thing. Like,
because he's a clown. And he's painted orange like Ernie on the Sesame Street.
I still have. It's in storage. I got it when I was 2. It's the scariest effing clown lamp made of porcelain that you've ever seen.
That'd be bad.
And yeah, at times it scared me, but then I started like being scared. They're like, no wonder I make such fucked up music, and you know I'm super into horror and all this other crap. Well, so, but yeah, I love fun. But no,
we gotta wrap it up. We're about to be done our broadcast here. But can you please tell everyone where to find you guys, both Honor Amongst Thieves as well as you know Worldwide Panic, so people know where they can find you and contact you about your music.
Cool. So if you were to just go on Facebook and look up Honor Amongst Thieves, you can find it. Tomorrow is the 21st. That's the actual release date of Heartless by Honor Amongst Thieves. It will be available on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play. Anything that you guys can find it on, you'll find it on, and it will be available for purchase and streaming. All the streaming and purchases will go forward to the forthcoming self-titled Worldwide Panic LP, which we are working very hard on. So, hard on.
He said hard on.
So in that, that's Honor Amongst Thieves, and we really appreciate you guys checking it out. I really appreciate you guys checking out and respecting that. I'm you know, doing something different, but still doing this, and it means a lot. And then for Worldwide, you know, Facebook /Worldwide Panic, Instagram Worldwide_Panic. You know, if you want to check us out, www.worldwidepanic.net, and you can go there and actually we put our album, because of COVID, we put our album The You and Me up there to download for free. So nice. Go check that out, please. And if you feel inclined to help with the band, which basically, in short, I know we're closing, the band had 3 tours booked. We had funding for all of them, and we had the rug pulled out from under us. Plus, we're trying to do this thing. So everything helps, and we're kind of, you know, humbling ourselves. But if you feel inclined to helping the band, please PayPal us at worldwidepanicband@gmail.com. If you want, email us at that same email address to get a guitar, bass, vocal lesson, and or us to do a video shout-out for you. We're more than inclined to do something for your donation, and we really appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Selane Steele, Worldwide Panic, and Honor Amongst Thieves, and Rammstein. No, I'm just kidding.
Rammstein.
Anyway, We want to thank you so much for being on the show today, Guy. We miss you so much. We miss the two Georges. Tell them I know you can't give them a hug, but tell them we love them and we miss them very much. We hope to see you guys very soon, especially playing at our concerts once all this nonsense is over. But until then, this is Jenny and the Muse and Silent Giggles on Jenny's Real Talk on LA Talk Radio. The Lesbian Stroll back.
That's great.
Bye. Till next week.
Thank you so much.
The Devil's Reject and Mortis Doll Dancer is next week on Jenny's Real Talk of the Block. Peace out.
Thank you.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.